And we welcome you back here from the home of the Crimson Knights, Wall High School, with the second half about set to get started. With the score the way it is, Ed, 48-6, that rule known as the mercy rule will be in effect.
Yes, the mercy rule consists of a running clock in all exceptions except timeouts, touchdowns, and injuries. That's the only time the clock will stop.
As long as the lead is 35 or more, right now it's 42.
They got to come up with a better name for that rule.
Yeah, it doesn't sound well. It's a real negative. Yeah.
Well, and I don't know what you call it, but we've got time to maybe come up with some ideas.
Well, let's come up with a new one.
If you're listening to us, go ahead and tweet at one of us, at Shore Sportsman, at HarmonMT, and what is Ed? What are you, Ed? What is your Twitter?
Ed Luch.
Ed Luch. Okay. So anyone has any suggestions of...
I don't like mercy rule. It's very negative.
Yeah. We need to be positive. It's week zero.
Yeah.
We're already dealing in week zero, and zero is a pretty negative number. Here is Wall to kick it off. Nick Macheski will handle those chores through the arms of Dylan Murphy. Picks it up, however, at the 10-yard line. There is a flag quickly flying out. At the 25, he is taken down. Involved in on that tackle, Jake Van Brunt, number 27, was there.
And also Billy Schneider, number 44.
By the way, guys, real quick before we start this second half, Donovan Catholic has kicked a field goal with 9 seconds to go and lead it 10-7 over Pinelands.
Wow.
Eddie Hahn not in the game as the KC start this second half.
There's a holding penalty, by the way, on the opening kickoff. So the return that was out to the 25 goes back to the 15.
That's a 32-yard field goal by Giancarlo Stigliano. Say that one three times fast.
Mike DeMonte in at the quarterback spot. Here is Cordova with a big run right off the get-go. Out over the 35, went to the RBC sideline, far from where we are in the press box, out to the 37. That is a gain of 22.
So if that lead holds up, which it likely would, the Griffins will be on the board, and it has been a rough offseason for Donovan Catholic head coach Dan Duddy, who lost his son in a tragic car accident back during the winter. That'll give him and his family something to smile about.
First down now and 10 for the Caseys. We're up and running in this third quarter. DeMonte will hand it off here. And through the middle, the tackle made by Ignoyan on the stop of Cordova.
Looks like most of the starters in there except for Eddie Hahn at quarterback. DeMonte in the game at that spot. But looks like they will one at a time, two at a time, take their starters out of this one, but their line is in there intact.
DeMonte, good size, 6'2", 195-pound. He is a senior. We've seen him play at the wide receiver spot a bunch here tonight already. Also occupies one of the starting corner roles on the RBC defense. Up here to Spurnall, who will fall just short of the line of scrimmage. Lose a yard, make it now 3rd and 8.
By the way, Matt, I know you haven't been here very often on this side of the field, the visiting side, but you know how much room is on the home side? There's half that much room on this side.
Yeah, it's tight.
It's tight.
Look at the yellow lines, too, Ed. That's the soccer lines that'll be in effect for tomorrow.
I know. You got about...
you're not getting any run when you throw the ball in.
About 2 yards.
3rd down and 8, 9:25 to play in the third quarter. I formation set, draw play up the middle. Now shaded left, it is Spurnall who will run it forward and get good yardage into Wall territory at the 45-yard line. That is a first down before Ferguson can drag him down. And the chains move, the offense staying on here for RBC. This KC team, extremely impressive so far in their opener. 7 touchdowns in that first half. And they've kept it on the ground so far here. Number 10, Johnny Leach will check into the game. Wide receiver set to the left. Cali comes to the right side of the formation. Tight end wing combo off to the left. Long cadence for DeMonte. Here is Cordova up the middle. Breaks a couple of tackles. Stays on his feet. Put his hand down on the turf. Ran through the stop of McClellan and Ferguson. And deeper into wall territory. Finally chipped up at the 28 before Van Brunt will bring him down. He's a hard, hard runner.
Boy, you know.
Has not gone down once tonight on first contact.
Very tough between the tackles. The offensive line gets great surge off the ball. And he kind of, the legs are churning like pistons. And as you said, does not go down on first contact.
We'll talk about that offensive line in just a second after this first down play. Veteran group up front. First and 10. Here's the give again. This is Cordova just bouncing off of tackles into the open field, down inside the 10, inside the 5, and will walk into the end zone for an RBC touchdown. A 28-yard score, the first here of this second half, to put six more on the board, 54 now showing for RBC.
Well, you kind of, I got to be honest with you, have sort of run out of things to say.
Well, I think we could say that probably in all our years of working these high school games, this might be the most points we've seen by one team.
I think you could be right, Ed.
Here is Gallo on for the extra point. Second touchdown of the night for Cordova. DeMonte now doubling as the holder. Good snap, good hold, good kick. Make it now 55 up on the board. 55-6 with 7:13 to go in the third quarter. We'll keep it here. Kevin, that offensive line, you know, graduated some talent from last year, which we can mention in there. But, again, we talked about the size. Horenberg, the biggest, 6'3", 300 pounds. He's at one tackle. Liam Smith at the other, 6'5", 270. Ryan Onidas, 6'3", 265. Ryan Kroger, 6'3", 285. Those are your guards. Nick Roy at the center spot. Usually if there's a small guy, it could be that center. At least 6'2", 265. Three seniors, two juniors, even though maybe not a ton of experience for some of those guys playing behind who they did a year ago, pretty veteran group.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, when you go up against, you know, really good players in practice, it makes you a better player. And I got to admit, I don't know why the name is escaping me, Ed, of the big lineman from RBC who's now at Notre Dame, right?
Nelson?
Nelson, yeah.
Quentin Nelson?
Quentin Nelson. Notre Dame, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Tim, I got to admit.
Here we go.
Tim was the other offensive lineman who's playing, I want to say, at maybe one of the Patriot League schools.
Tim O'Hara. Who's at Lehigh.
Lehigh. Okay, I was pretty good that one. I was all right on that one.
I mean, we made it work.
Yeah, we did.
Here's the kickoff set up for Poss. He's out to the 20-yard line. Turns upfield at the 25. Gets to the 30. Now to the near side. Into the wall sideline. That's going to be a flag after a late hit out of bounds. Good return, however, by Steve Poss. Took it out over the 40 without the penalty. It'll be plus 15 with the penalty.
Well, they've had a lot of chance to practice on kickoff returns. That's for sure. And that was a good one. I think the second good one they've had tonight. And there'll be something for Coach Portello to chew out somebody during film work. The late hit out of bounds, which was totally unnecessary. So that'll tack on 15, and it will move into Casey territory. The clock will stop here for the penalty. And it'll march it to the RBC 47-yard line. Personal foul. And the Knights with a relatively short field to work with here. I mean, you think about it, Matt. Last year, Quentin Nelson was one of our most highly recruited linemen in the country. Could have gone any school he wanted.
Here's the give here to Billy Schneider, who lowers his shoulder off tackle to the right side down to the 40. Gain of about 6. You know, you think about the recruits that have come across the last several years. It's just that high-level guy every couple of years. This year, no exception. Gordon Ear going to Miami. Manny Bowen to Penn State. A couple of guys on the Penn State trail last year. Mike Kosicki out there. You mentioned Blacknall from Manalapan out there as well. But, boy, when you can be one of those guys, like a Nelson was last year, who could say, you pretty much pick up the phone and say, I want to come there, and they'll offer you a scholarship. That's pretty good. Handoff here again to Snyder off the left side. Wall playing with a little fever at this particular moment. Gordon here there to make the tackle. That's a first down run. And the chains will move. Ball down to the 33-yard line.
And let's not forget a Barnegat. Sam Madden already a verbal to University of Wisconsin. Pretty impressive. When on the same team, you have one kid going to Wisconsin and the other to Penn State. They'll play one another at some point.
I'll throw a question out for you and Ed to chew on for a little bit after this play. Here is Cluely to give it to Snyder. And you guys, this is not a disrespectful comment, by the way. If you had to think, the most highly recruited football athlete at the shore in the last, give it whatever timeline you want to throw in there.
Wow.
Who would it be? I mean, we're talking about guys going to Penn State and Notre Dame and Miami. Who's been that one guy that if he really wanted to, he could go anywhere in the country in the last, let's say, 20, 30 years?
Well, Stephen Pitts from Middletown South who went to Penn State. And I think Ed could have just about gone anywhere, right?
Yes, and another running back from Freehold, Joe the Jet Henderson.
Oh, that's a good one. Went to Clemson.
Yes, outstanding.
Yeah, and right. He could have just about picked his schools. Another kid who went to Penn State was Eric McCoo from Red Bank, who is a very highly recruited running back. And again, I'm trying to think back. I go back. I have pretty good recollections of the recruiting of a young man by the name of Pete Panuska from Brick High School in the late 70s, who ended up at Tennessee. And I won't say he had his pick, but he was a very highly recruited player.
Kind of an interesting question, though, right?
You know what? It is a good question. We're gonna obviously miss a ton of them. You got to throw in Noshon, obviously.
Yep.
Georgia. Another kid who went down there was Cade Weston, who was a big lineman a few years ago.
Red Bank.
Yep, from Red Bank, who a lot of schools were looking at.
Cluely over the middle wants the tight end Calamaris, who can't hang on to the football at the 20-yard line. Would have been a first down. It just seems like every year there's those two, three guys who have really made their mark at that next higher level of FBS football.
And, you know, we sit here with 43 schools who play football on the shore, and we realize there are areas in the country in which an individual team will have more Division I recruits than we'll have for the 43 combined.
Mm-hmm.
You know, places like Florida and California. It's just
Texas.
Amazing. Oh, my goodness. You know, 20 teams could recruit from Florida and fill their roster with all Americans.
You know, we left out Al Golden, RBC.
Fourth down, Wall going to go for it. Pass into the flat is intercepted, picked off by DeMonte. Be another turnover for Wall there, fourth of the night.
Lulee
kind of ball back to RBC.
Kind of telegraphed that one, Matt. DeMonte did a good job. He read the quarterback's eyes all the way. Once the receiver made his break, he just stepped up in front of him, and it was an easy interception with 1:46 left and a fast-moving clock here with a 55-6 Red Bank Catholic lead. You know, that's really one that you'd almost like to sit down and really think about it. We are going to miss a host, and we have missed a host of players.
Be a good conversation for if we have 10 or 15 minutes to fill in a spot during the Thursday night show, maybe somewhere along the way. First and 10, this third quarter flying by with the clock rule in effect. Here's the inside carry this time as RBC starting to go a little bit deeper into their bench and pull some guys out. That carry.
Tackle number 13, Cole Cadigan.
Well, let's check it there. I want to say 25, but there's no 25 on the RBC roster.
I'll give you a couple of other ones that'll go back. Ed and I will. Ed will remember a little bit. Danny McCullough from Brick.
Yeah,
in the early 70s.
Went to Oklahoma,
was also a tremendous wrestler. But he was very highly recruited. John Lee, who was an outstanding football player at Red Bank, who went to Nebraska and was part of a national championship team, again, back in the early 70s.
Second down here and 10. Give up the middle. It's 26. Excuse me. Anthony Purge with the carry. That will probably take us to the end of the third quarter, 55-6 the score. Wall does have a player down right now and in some pain. That's the one thing you don't want to have happen to anybody at this point of a game that is kind of in the bag, obviously, for RBC.
We'll try and get a number for you and pass along who that player is as the athletic trainer heads out along with head coach Dan Curcione. Been kind of fortunate, really, for the most part. We have not had any significant injuries tonight.
Hopefully maybe just a cramp.
Yeah, they're bending the leg, Matt. Maybe you're right. It is quite warm and humid tonight.
And one of those, if you're going to bend the leg as much as you are, the only thing that could be that painful is usually a cramp.
Yeah. Well, if people have had one of those, you cannot believe how painful it could be.
It's 27. It's Jake Van Brunt, yep. Safety, who's actually played a pretty good game tonight. Yeah. Called his name on a bunch of tackles. Looks like he's okay.
Escorted off the field by Mike Eberhardt, the athletic trainer here at Wall High School.
Took over last year for Mike Hackett, who is the longtime trainer here
at
Wall.
Yeah, missed Mike on the sidelines here, yep.
Second year now for Eberhardt. And as the clock now back up and running, RBC, I don't think we'll snap it here in the third quarter, so that will send us into our third quarter break. One more to put in the books here. RBC up comfortably as the number one team in the Shore, 55-6. They lead over Wall. We're back in 30 seconds with more of the Jersey Mike's Game of the Week on the Shore Sports Network.